Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
Hey guys, and welcome to the 41st edition of the In the Sand Show. Today, again, we are joined with Mark Schleeps. Firstly, Mark, thank you for coming on again.
No worries, Alex. My pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
So on March 13th, you headlined the No Limit pay-per-view on a stacked card full of great Australian talent against the number one super bantamweight contender in the world, Sam Goodman, for the WBO Oriental Super Bantamweight title. Firstly, congratulations on the fight, and how did such a big fight come about?
Yeah, well, look, Alex, you know, obviously after that huge knockout with Shamal, you know, opened a lot of doors for me, you know, created a lot of buzz. So, look, Sam Goodman, they've been struggling to get him opponents, and they wanted to do something with him, and I got the offer. So, you know, I put my hand up and I said yes straight away to take this opportunity and hopefully become the number one in the world.
Yeah, yeah. You're stepping up a couple weight classes from where you normally fight. Is that something that you always wanted to do?
Look, it's not ideal, you know, me going up in weight class, but, you know, this time it's only one weight class, not two. Yeah. So, you know, again, Sam is the bigger fighter, but he's still got to make the weight. And I believe at Super Bantam, I'm still just as powerful as I am at Bantamweight.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of weeks ago in the press conference, you got under his skin a little bit. Sam got a bit animated, and it's unlike himself. We've never seen him like that before. Is that something that you'll continue to try to do to get under his skin and potentially look, help you on fight night?
Yeah, look, definitely. You know, obviously, he doesn't like me very much, and you know, to be able to, you know, manipulate him mentally and emotionally like that is a good thing for me, and I hope to, you know, keep feeding that insecurity that he has, and really, you know, make him pay for what he did at the press conference.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, when you were facing off, he slapped you. Did you see that coming?
Look, to be honest, I am pretty I'm one of those characters that will get that out of you. You know, so
yeah, yeah.
I wasn't surprised because I know how, you know, I know how to get into people's minds and really piss them off, but. It was a bit fucking wild that he slapped me because he normally doesn't do anything like that. So, but look, it just shows that he's obviously, you know, the nerves are there. And, you know, and me being in front of him and talking to him like how I was, you know, it showed him that I'm real, man, and I'm not fucking going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, his previous fight against that Chinese opponent wasn't the most entertaining. His previous one, again, wasn't the most entertaining matchup. Do you think that that excitement is something that you bring to the contest and really elevate the contest?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Sam's last two performances haven't been that really good. And, you know, watching him is pretty shit, to be honest. Everyone knows that. That's why I brought that up. That's why he gets so upset, because he knows it's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this fight in particular, everyone knows they're going to be tuning in just to see if I can knock him out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so much with Sam, you know. Obviously, the expectation is for him to beat me, a routine win, whether it's a decision or a stoppage. But the real question mark is, can I knock this guy out? And I believe I can, and I believe I will fucking show the world March 13th that I'm going to do, you know, what I set out I'm going to do. And, you know, that's the big question mark. That's why people are going to be tuning in and buying the pay-per-view, not for Sam. You know, everyone knows what Sam brings and what he, you know, how he fights. No. You know, with that knockout with Shamal, is the king, you know, the question is, can I do it to a world level fighter? And I believe I can. So, you know, I know that will be the main reason people tune in, and I can't wait to prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Love that. So you're fighting in his hometown of Wollongong. You're probably going to get booed and not going to be liked by the home crowd. Do you enjoy being the underdog when you fight?
Look, you know, again, you know, whether you're underdog or your favourite, you know, it's a fight, and I treat it the same. It doesn't matter. You know, the more they cheer for him, the more they're going to fuel me to fucking knock him out. So either way, you know, I'm ready. I know it's going to be a hostile crowd for him, you know, and, you know, they're going to give me a hard time, but I don't care. You know, when I get in that ring, it's just going to be me and Sam. And, you know, like I said, the more they cheer for him, the more it's going to motivate me and fuel me to fucking knock him out. So
Yeah, exactly. So do you have a prediction for the fight? How do you think it's going to end? Do you have like a round you think you can stop him?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop him in the first round.
Yeah, love that. So just going to shock him early?
I know I'm not going to get a decision, so, you know, I've got to get him out of there. Oh, look, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it will depend the first four rounds, but my aim is to knock him out in one round.
Yeah, that's great. So, obviously, if you win this fight, it opens even bigger and better doors. You'll be world-ranked and potentially have a shot at a world title. Is that something that stays in your mind when you're preparing for this fight?
Yeah, most definitely, Alex. You know, it's what all fighters dream about. And, you know, for me to get this opportunity so fast as well, you know, in the 12-month period that I've been back on No Limit Promotion, you can see how much traction that I've developed. And, you know, the fans love me and the fans love to hate me as well. So it's all good. It's all good, you know. With the good comments and the bad comments, I'll take it all in. And it just shows your kind of, you know, pulling power that I'm starting to develop, you know, especially in the young audience. You know, a lot of the young audiences like yourself know who I am already. So that's a great start for me in my career.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm at 30 years old, man. I'm at the peak of my powers. So I just plan to do the best I can, man, and make the most out of this opportunity. Obviously, I beat Sam. I'm number one in the world. Of course, man, I'll take that world title shot straight away, you know. So, but look, you know, it's all about, you know, getting the win first and then, you know, working my path after that.
Yeah. We're just over 2 weeks from fight night. How's your preparation been so far?
Look, the preparation's been a lot of hard work. You know, obviously, moving up the weight class, I've got to, you know, have to build my body up to be heavier and, you know, still be fast, still be sharp. So that's one thing I've learned a lot more about myself, you know, my body, recovery, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just want to be there now the last 10 days, just freshen up and make sure my body's nice and healed so I can put on a magical performance March 13th.
Yeah, that wraps up all my questions, Mark. Thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate your time. Hopefully you get the job done, be the number one in the world next Wednesday night.
No worries, Alex. Thank you so much for your time, man, and thank you for interviewing me. Like I said, brother, we get this win, the next fight, we do it all again. So thanks for your time, and, you know, I appreciate the support.
All right. Thanks, Mark. See you later.
No worries, Alex. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Wit from Spiderbait. When I'm passing through Carrum, aside from slowing down to 50 kilometres an hour, and reminisces about doing the Eel Race Road Rumba or the Whatley Street Wiggle, I like to tune in to Radio Carrum and get down with the good vibes.
If you're down Carrum way, just call Mitchell Tor. Or in Patterson Lakes, just call Mitchell Tor. Anywhere Bayside, just call Mitchell Tor. Buy a summer house, just call Mitchell Tor. Mitchell Tor.
Real estate.
Ooh yeah, a little real estate.
We want more.